Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. As always, every Friday at this time, we're here to chat about anything and everything that happened on this week's GH. I've got my co-host Emily with me, and we're ready to roll, aren't we, Em?
Yes, but first, before we get going, I want to ask anyone, okay, there's a picture of Teo Penglis and Kathleen Gatty, and it's on GH Happenings, but I'm not sure whose Twitter or which page it originated on, so if anybody knows, can you tell me, because I'd like to download it. So thanks, guys. Okay, anyways.
All right.
Because I kind of want it, because I like it. Anyway, not the point. Okay.
Hey, I want to tell us the highlights of the week.
Yeah, I'm, like, reading it out of the spoilers because I didn't write anything down, but okay. So, on, like, Monday, we had, like, Carly babysitting Ava, which was super hilarious.
That was funny.
Franco had to babysit Jocelyn, but Jocelyn hates him, so he got Kiki to come over and babysit. Maxie told Lily what happened with the custody hearing and how she can't see her baby, and then we find out that Nina is, like, kind of has a plan for destruction. So, that's kind of interesting. And then Tuesday, Nina fell, like, pretended to fall so that Silas would have to leave his date with Sam, and he, like, goes to get her. And then Nathan starts questioning the fact, like, that Levi had called the judge and everything like that, and that kind of made Maxie upset. Okay, then Wednesday, Spencer got Sunny to help him with his love life issues. Jocelyn told Franco he was a bum and that he needed to get a job. Sam is, like, suspicious of Nina, and she tells Patrick how she feels about it. And then Dr. Obrecht comes up with a plan for Britt to get Nicholas back. Yesterday, Carly told Sunny that Franco feels, like, threatened by her relationship with Sunny. And someone caught, I don't remember who it was either. Oh, Nathan and Levi are arguing about Maxie, because that's just how they roll when Anna shows up at the house, and then, or at the apartment. Patrick attempts to, like, remember what happened with the accident, and him and Sam try to, like, put the pieces together. Then today, Nina and they talk about how she lost her, I'm so just confused, okay. They talk about how she lost her baby, and then Sam and Patrick team up, and then they made a discovery about the accident, which we already know that Race caused the accident, but the actual characters don't. Michael, Morgan, and Kiki began renovating the brownstone. We had Tracy, like, tricking Michael into giving her that ELT project, even though we know she's totally screwing him over. And then Franco walks up when Sunny and Carly are hugging, and he gets all defensive, and him and Sunny get into a fight. And then, yeah, Tracy just continues her fight for ELQ. Also, the super funny thing with Franco and Carly and Sunny in all those scenes, Sunny was like, oh, you want something? You want me to be grateful because, like, you're keeping my secret? You're lucky that you're not breathing water instead of air, so you're welcome. And I was dying laughing.
That was funny.
And also we had those Molly and Alexis scenes because Alexis brought Molly her stuff from Rick. So that's basically it. Okay. Prime performer, you go first because I just talked for a long time.
And those scenes were heartbreaking, wasn't they, between Molly and Alexis?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
it was.
Your prime performer. Your top three. Because I know you have.
Before we do that, I do have a bit of trivia for you.
Okay.
Do you know who played the mechanic today?
Yes, I do know. It was Franken Doris Hursley's grandson, and he's actually a mechanic. He's
not playing
a mechanic. He's a real-life mechanic. I knew that you were going to ask me that to bring that up today, and I also read it in Soap or whatever, some magazine I had to check out at Kroger's. But, yeah.
What a throwback to GH history, huh?
Yeah, that was awesome. I liked that.
That was pretty cool, I will admit.
Yeah,
get somebody with that
and there was
that bloodline
that
on the show, you know what I mean?
Him too.
Huh?
Yeah, and apparently it was an accident that they found him.
Yeah.
They were just looking for, like, a local mechanic that they could hire to do the thing, and then that's who they ended up finding, and then they realized they found out who he was. I think that's super cool.
Huh, wow. All right, a prime performer time. this week was just a chock full of so many good performances. I couldn't narrow it down to just one, so I picked three.
So we have three.
I couldn't narrow it down to just one. For the dramatic side of it, a Nancy Lee Grun and a Haley Pullis in those scenes where Molly's reading the letter and everything,
mm-hmm.
that broke me. That absolutely broke me.
I knew it would. 'Cause I love that you're so emotional about stuff like me, because I feel like I'm the super emotional girl, and then I'm
that
like,
absolutely
but
broke me. I was like,
the same
no!
way.
You know?
And I'm always like, it's okay, I can cry, because Cody's going to cry, too. I'm not
no!
the only super highly emotional person.
Right, exactly. And on the a comedy side of it, a Nicholas Bechtel, who plays
Spencer. He's hilarious.
That
yeah.
kid is just, oh, my God. He,
a GH
found a gold mine when they cast
Absolutely.
Him. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I
love
know.
I totally
Spencer.
Agree. Me too, and he's so good in Season of Tyler. But anyway,
oh,
okay,
is.
I don't really have a specific one because there's so many, but okay, I guess
mm-hmm.
my, like, main prime performer, I guess, is Haley Pullis, but on the humor side of stuff,
mm-hmm.
I really liked Obrecht's little spiel about Nicholas and how she was like, there's no man too busy for sex unless he's dead, and I was like, you go, Obrecht, you tell him how it is. But no, that was super hilarious.
Yeah.
And also, I was loving Franco being, like, Franco, because
mm-hmm.
he's the only character that's really like that all the time. So he
right.
was super funny.
You know, and going back to those Obrecht and Britt scenes, when she put a slide of that pistol up there, it was like, Britt was like, you want me to kill a
yeah.
loser? How dare you? Or something like that.
And she's like, I tried that. It didn't work.
I tried it, yep.
That was super funny. No, that whole thing
yep.
was funny. Her little slideshow and then Nicholas
mm-hmm.
with that crown on, that was so funny.
That was so hilarious. You know.
Okay, so.
Okay,
go
you
ahead.
Know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Those actresses could actually pass for
mother
and daughter in real life.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what?
So
I
so
thought
much
that
a lot.
Julie Berman could totally, I totally would have bought her as Jeannie Francis' actual
daughter,
because they
absolutely.
Could have cast too.
Absolutely,
and
I agree.
I love when they cast people that can actually be mother and daughter, and then I hate the ones
mm-hmm.
when they cast and you're like, there's no way that could be your kid.
What
like,
in the world
Dante
is going
Olivia,
on here? Exactly.
Dante's only 6 years older than Olivia, so unless Lisa LaCistero
mm-hmm.
could conceive a child at age six, yeah. But
right.
she doesn't
that
even
was,
look
yeah.
old enough to be his mother. It'd be one thing if it was somebody that age who looked older, but she doesn't look older than she is. She doesn't even look her age as it is. So
right.
she looks like she could be his sugar mama, not his actual
mama.
Mama. I can't believe I just said
exactly.
that. Jesus. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
And moving
one thing
on
I
now.
Wanted to say, isn't it so obvious how we're on our way to Carly and Sunny like 9.0? I'm loving it.
It is.
Like,
you know, when I tell you the moment when I knew it was like, yep, they're going there again, was the second Franco moved in and Sonny started bumping into Carly, quote unquote, bumping
mm-hmm.
into Carly all the time. That's when I knew, yep, they're going there again, you know.
The actual moment that I realized it was when Franco had left, like, whatever, and she was sitting at home
mm-hmm.
drinking wine and watching TV or whatever, and Sunny called her,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, I'm always going to answer if you call, Sunny, like,
right.
and I was like, yeah, they're going to go there with Sunny, probably, which I'm cool with, because I feel like everyone has their favorite Sunny pairing and their favorite Carly pairing,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people
mm-hmm.
like Franco and Carly and Sunny and Olivia, or whoever
mm-hmm.
they're with at the moment. But I feel
right.
like in the back of everyone's mind, it's always Sunny and Carly as a
mm-hmm.
couple, and everybody just always thinks of them as a couple, and it's always kind of the end game pairing there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping it happens. Today they were kind of killing me with it was yesterday when they were with Spencer, and she was like, Sunny was like, well, Carly and I thought we were going to be together forever.
Going to be together forever?
She's like,
yeah.
She's like, yeah, we even got married four different times, but stuff
mm-hmm.
happens.
Right.
And then, yeah, you know, they were just okay. I love them. I just can't help it.
Aside from Sonny and Carly, my favorite Sonny pairing was with a Connie. I love those
together. See, I hated them together.
I love them together.
I like all the Sonny pairings except for a few. I don't like Sonny and Claudia. I don't like Sonny and Connie. My favorite Sonny pairing is Carly because I feel like that's everybody's all-time favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or Sonny and Brenda. I like Sonny and Brenda, but I know that Sonny's like a disgusting human being, but I still don't feel that Brenda deserves his like undying devotion to her. Because
yeah.
No matter what, he's always going to be loyal to Brenda. He's always going to be devoted to her, and she's willing to just run off at any moment. So I don't feel like Brenda deserves him, even though I know he's like a crappy excuse for a man. But I do like Sonny and Olivia, because that whole high school sweetheart thing really gets
mm-hmm.
me. I don't know why, but that just does get me, so. But they broke up, and she totally deserves better than him, but Carly doesn't, so hey. Whatever.
There you go. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, we're so nice. But I also
whatever.
Wanted to point out, what was that other thing I was going to say? I totally forgot. I don't know. There was something else that I realized was super obvious today. Oh, Delia. I think Delia is the one that Ava called because I know that Eileen was supposed to come back again.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to see Delia on Monday.
And somebody retweeted Eileen Christian's tweet where she was like, I'll be back. The 30th, the 1st, and like the 6th or something like that. So
I love her.
I'm
she's
pretty sure
me,
that's who Ava called. I'm 99% sure. So
yeah, I love her. I'm not going to even lie. I love her so much. Delia is the queen, okay? Delia is everything. She's life. Oh, I just want to point something. This is kind of going to sound stupid, and I know it's totally off topic, but you remember, okay, a couple weeks ago I told you there was that new show coming on ABC, Chasing Life?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the Mary Beth Evans fan page, they said that she was going to have a recurring role in this show, and I was already going to watch it because my friend wanted me to watch it with her, but I was, like, watching out for Mary Beth. I'm on the 3rd episode, and I've yet to see her, and it's kind of starting to be deflating. But the show's actually really good, but I'm like, because now I'm like, now that adds to the fact that I want to watch it, because now I'm like, I can see Mary Beth, and it's kind of deflating, because it's like, it's not going to happen, like, I'm waiting, and it doesn't ever happen, so it's kind of starting to get annoying, but it says that she has a role in that show, so eventually it'll happen, I'll just keep watching. Anyway, that's off topic. Back to GH. I don't know what I was going to say next. Okay, we had the Sonny and Carly thing. Oh, I love the new Jocelyn. She's adorable. And
she is awesome.
Basically. And she does totally look like she could be Carly and Jax's kid, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love when
really
they cast
does.
Kids that could... I love when they cast children that could totally play the actor's kids. Like, I hate when they cast kids that you're like, there's no way that's your kid. Like, I just want to point out the fact that when Scrubs had their baby, like, way back whenever, the toddler, Emma, was Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Exactly.
Neither Robin nor Patrick are Hispanic. They're both Caucasian people. Why did you cast a Hispanic baby to play their child?
Right. You know.
I didn't get that at all.
And speaking of Emma, I hope they never get rid of that little girl, speaking of Emma.
I don't think they will, because they've had her for so long now that I don't see them ever changing Emma.
I hope they
but
never...
I love her, too.
Recast the little girl.
I hope they don't recast Jocelyn. I'd like to see her stick around, too.
Mm-hmm. Her and Spencer are the two I hope that they never recast.
Her love life's better than mine. Fair. she got boys fighting over her and she's 8, okay? Can we just talk about, like, no. And Spencer, okay, Spencer has the moves, too. Like, that kid is good. I'm like, go Spencer, you are great.
You know,
like, that's the type
that
of,
kid,
you always see those romantic stories all the time where, like, a man sends his girlfriend on a scavenger hunt to find her engagement ring. That is still something Spencer would do. Like, that's kind of, that no, it's going to happen.
But, you know, if that kid is smooth enough to pull up getting player to play at the nursing ball, he's a catch, you know?
Exactly. Well, he had Leslie's help, remember, because Leslie's
well,
huge.
Yeah, but...
but
still, I mean, it's
players.
Come on.
Right? I think that's so funny that he got, like, this kid got moves.
That was kind of cool.
Like, I know. This kid's just got the moves. Like, he just has the best ideas. Or, like, here's my idea, mm-hmm. Leslie, I need your help. Like, where does this kid even, I don't understand. It must be the royal thing.
I must say, you know, I loved his little rant. It was about 3 or 4 months ago. I'm a prince. I can do whatever I want or something like that.
Exactly. Like, I'm a prince. I can do what I want. And Nicholas is like, I'm a prince, too, and I'm still your father.
Exactly.
I'm a prince, too. That's what's funny. Yeah, well, I'm a prince, too, and I'm the father.
Right.
No, but that kid,
I swear. All right, Nick, you tell him, buddy.
I love their relationship, and I love their, like, although I do think that that kid is so out of line. Like, if that was my kid, I swear that kid would be grounded so much. But for us watching it, it's humorous, but that kid is so, like, in reality, if you think about it, that kid is so out of line.
Oh, yeah, I agree. But it
like,
makes for excellent comedy, doesn't it?
It does, and, like, we don't think about it because we're just watching it for humor, but in reality, if a kid acted that way, they would be in trouble so fast. Like, that kid is so out of line.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
Just saying. But
so,
that's okay, because he's funny and he's adorable. Also, I wanted to, there was something really interesting I read in that magazine that writes for soaps, and I can't think of the name of right now, but I totally forgot. Yeah, that one. There was something I wanted to share, and I totally forgot what it was, and it's driving me up the wall. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, moving on. Wow, I just had a total break.
Oh, you'll think of it later.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. Man, I'm off. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me do announcements before I forget that we have announcements. Wait, can I announce that thing that's coming in 2 weeks, or is it still too far out to announce?
It's a little too far out.
I
want to
announce it. Fine, but
it's still a little bit too far out.
Next Tuesday, I'm announcing it. I'll keep my mouth shut till Tuesday, but I'm so excited.
I'm announcing it next Tuesday myself. So.
Guys, we have a really good announcement. He won't let me tell anyone yet. Killing me. But it's okay. I can wait. I'm patient. No, I'm really not. I'm actually, like, so impatient, but I'll wait because, you told me to.
Okay.
I'll write on my calendar, though.
So you want to get to our first announcement? Who's coming on Tuesday?
Sure. You can go. Do you want me to do it? Okay. Tuesday night.
Okay.
Tuesday night, we have Nathan Varney, who's an ABC exec, and you guys probably all know because you all stalk him on Twitter just like the rest of us. 6 p.m. He's at Nathan Varney if you don't stalk him yet and want to. He's going to love me for that.
And I so cannot wait to talk to him.
Exactly.
He's a great guy.
He's a no BS dude. He gives you straight up the answer, which is super awesome because I'm looking for, there's a lot of answers I would like, as we all know, because I'm a curious person. So I like that he's a no BS type of guy. He'll tell you how it is. So I'm excited to know what's going on. And I'm expecting a lot of callers because I know there's lots of people that have stuff to say.
Yes, we are. You know,
but my friend, go ahead, I'll tell you in a minute.
Go ahead.
Secret group of me and a bunch of friends who watch GH, and I, like, told them that he was going to be on there, but then I set ground rules on what you're, like, allowed to say and, like, things that you should keep to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not only did I tell them, but I also told them with ground rules.
Smart.
I'm that friend who's like, you're not allowed to say this. Please don't say this. Please don't do this because I don't need that.
That's actually smart.
Exactly. Ground rules for your friends, everyone. Except
That's
I did make one
smart.
Of them mad, but she's not mad anymore. So give your friends ground rules so they don't embarrass you.
Oh, I will. Trust me. And that brings up another interesting point. When I do this show, I'm always kind of iffy about what I can ask, what I can't. You know, I'm always iffy about it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, okay, here's how I am with that. Like, I'm not iffy about stuff like that. Like, it depends on who it is and how if I already know them, because For example, and I shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to say it because half the people out there already know that this went on. Okay, so for our very best show, my mom dared me. I think you already know this. She wanted me to ask if Stephen Nichols was a good kisser, and I wanted to ask, and I was going to, and then we, like, ran out of time or something, and we had all those callers. I was going to feel it out and see how things were going by the end of the show, right? Just because it's funny and everybody wants to know. Like, everybody wants to ask and nobody will. And everyone knows that I'm the person to ask questions that nobody else will ask all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was totally down for this. And Kathy was like, do it, do it, do it. Of course, Kathy the enabler. But, So
exactly.
I was totally down for that. And then I totally forgot. And I, like, was kicking myself because I was like, darn it, I totally forgot that that's what I was going to ask. But sometimes it depends on who you're talking to and how they are. But, like, that, something like that, like, with her, because we were having such a good time, that would, I don't think it would have mattered. I don't think it would have been a big deal. And
so
I think it would have been totally cool. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It just, you have to feel out the rest of it. You have to save the iffy stuff for the end. You have to feel it out. But if it's somebody you know, like, if it was somebody that we've had on 5 million times, like Willie, Melgar, or Kathleen, I feel like I can ask them anything. And they totally answer because there's nothing that you can't ask Lily at this point. Like, I feel like there's no, we've crossed all the lines already, so there's nothing we couldn't ask Lily right now. So I really think that you have to feel out whoever it is. And if it's the first time you talk to them, you got to wait till the end for the iffy stuff. And then you make the decision. But for the most part, we know most of our guests for the most part. So it's like you can ask what you want.
Right, you know, and for me, of course, I'll get into their work or whatever, right? Any upcoming projects they have. But for me, my interview style is this. I want to get to know the person behind the actor.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
So so I guess that's where the kind of iffy stuff comes in, you know? Because,
yeah, because
I don't want to, like...
Yeah, I got you. Well,
I don't
you know,
wanna, like,
as you know how...
Like, ask a question that'll will offend somebody trying to...
I got that.
Yeah, so that's
No,
just...
I totally understand because there are some... Like, I write down, as you know, I write down, like, 5 million questions for an interview, and I don't use them all ever. I write a ton down in case I need them because sometimes I'm not even doing the interview and you just are like, Emily, and I'm like, yeah, what? Let me find one. So that happens a lot. So I write down more than I'm going to need. Like, I had 30, the most I've ever had. I had, like, 25 when me and Kathy had Lily on, and I only used 10 of them. When we had Mary Beth on, I had the most ever. I had, like, 35 because I was like, I don't know if we're going to need, like, this many or if we're, how many callers we're going to have. So I had, like, 40 questions. Or 35 questions, and I only use, like, 20 of them because we have so many people call. But you have to, like, if you want to ask stuff, you got to wait. Like, the iffier stuff, you got to wait till the end. But the, like, more normal questions, it's totally cool because I just ask
it's fine.
Everything.
I think it's fine,
like,
yeah.
I'm the person that tweeted the president one day and asked, like, when we're going to return to programming because we were being preempted. So we all know that I don't have a problem asking questions to people. Like, that was me. I did it to ABC News, too. I've done it to, like, a lot of people. Like, I don't have a problem. I always ask questions that nobody else wants to ask. I'm like, I'll do it. It's not a big deal. If you want to know, ask. So, yeah, I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't get to ask that question that everybody dared me to ask Mary Beth, but I will do it if we ever have her on again. That's going to happen. You know, just everyone beware. Oh, and I'll do it. You know I'll do it. I feel like half the time you never know what I'm going to say, and half the time I feel like you just sit back and you're just like, dear Lord, let's make this not embarrassing.
You know,
I just...
You know, honestly, three-fourths of the interviews that we've done together, I just sit back and listen. I'm just like...
Yeah, because you enjoy actually listening to me, so that's because that's rare.
I'm just like, I've completely and totally lost all control of this show.
Well, no, because
I'm just going to listen right now.
Exactly. Well, no, when I'm, like, leading an interview, like, it's one thing for me to start, but sometimes you're supposed to be doing it, and you're like, Emily, you want to go first? Like, no, Emily didn't write anything down, so could you give me 20 minutes to figure something out? So that normally happens. That happens sometimes when I have to BS. Like, okay, who was the last person we had on? I don't even remember.
Well, I can tell you real quick.
My memory's really bad.
I can tell you real quick. Hold
Let's
on.
Let's
The
Amanda,
last interview
Amanda
you did.
Our last guest on? No, Leah was our last guest.
Let me see.
I think that's right, because it was on the 17th,
and
we didn't have a show this Tuesday. So
we had Leah on.
I didn't do any research before her show, which I did afterwards, of course. But I didn't look Leah up. I didn't know who she was, really, except on Twitter. So I really didn't know what I was doing. So you started the thing, and you're like, hey, Emily, want to go first? Like, no, Emily's going to listen and then pick up some ideas. And so I totally BS'd to ask my questions. But sometimes I get into a creative mood where I, like, do write everything down. But for the most part, I'm just kind of full of it. Like, I'm just thinking whatever comes to me.
You know, I have used the same set of questions virtually. Ever since
everyone.
I started the show. Ever since I started.
I stole your question,
ever since
so
I
you have to
the
get
show,
the new one.
I've,
I started stealing yours.
I've used the same set of questions pretty much ever since I started the show. But it's only for a first timer on the show. For any a subsequent
it's
interview.
A free
I'll switch it up, so.
Yeah, for, like, the first time everybody comes on, I have basically the same base question, because I just wrote up a bunch one time, because I kind of stole all yours, because you emailed them to me, which was a mistake for you to do, by the way, because now I have all your questions. But
exactly,
I wrote up a bunch
still.
Of them, and then I just modify them for whoever it is, and sometimes I write out different questions, like, completely different ones, if I'm doing an interview. And then for people who we've had on multiple times, it's like a free-for-all. Like, let's face it. We don't even have direction. Those shows have no control. Like,
we know
when
them,
we
they know
Lily,
us, you know, so.
Exactly.
So.
When Cassie and I had Lily on, that was like Lily's third time on. So we totally, fourth counting the call-in that she dropped that one night. But we already knew Lily, and we didn't need to ask any of those, like, getting to know you questions because we already know each other. So that was totally a free-for-all, and we all BS'd through that 30 minutes, but it was so fun. So,
you know,
half the time there's no control and no direction, but it's cool.
You know, for the guest we can't talk about yet, and you know that's what I'm talking about.
Because you won't let me.
This
we
will
could,
be their,
I'm just not allowed.
this will be their fourth time on the show, including surprise pop-ins or whatever. This will be
now they're
their,
gonna know who you're talking about, dork. Wow,
probably,
Cody.
But probably, but anyway.
I think people know. My family knows, but I didn't tweet it or anything. And I don't know if I told Kathy, but Kathy's not going to tell her anyway.
So. Whatever, so.
I tell Kathy, like, everything because, like, Kathy doesn't tell people stuff because, first of all, a lot of people don't do that. But Kathy doesn't tell your stuff, which is nice. And I tell when somebody emails me back and says, yeah, I'm in for the show or whatever, and I don't have a date yet, even though I know that they're going to come on, I have to tell Kathy. Because, like, can't tell anyone else because it's not official. So I only tell you Kathy in our group text.
Those things are fun, by the
so
way.
Boring. They are fun. This week was so boring. We have nothing to talk about, though, so we're talking about this. Just saying.
Right. Hey, we do only have a minute and a half left of the live stream, so.
But we
so
could keep BSing for 15 if you want.
for anybody that's still out there listening, first off, thank you. And secondly,
if you're still listening at this point, God bless you, because it's been 28 minutes and we don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Exactly. You're only put through this torture for another minute, so thank you.
Yeah, and then you can listen to the archive. If you listen to the end of the archive, God bless you, and you're our best friend. Because I feel like people stop when the GH stuff stops. Like, whatever. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Anyways, back to what I was saying. So, yes.
Anyway.
As I was saying, I have no problem asking questions, and I'm also that person who just makes everything a free-for-all, which is totally fun. And you know what? Half the time our shows have no control, but that's okay because we have a great time.
We do.
Whatever. It's a great time, even if, you know, we run out of control.
You know, you've been on since March, okay?
And yes, I'm aware.
In that time, I don't think I've ever had as good a time on the show than the shows we've done together. I don't think I've ever had as good a time
nice.
On the show.
Well, that's because I'm awesome. But no, just kidding. That's awesome of you to say. I'm glad to know that. No, because sometimes I feel like I'm, because, okay, like, just the other night, we were, right before the Emmy show, we were off the air. I'm like, I have so much to say. Like, there's not going to be a filter on me tonight because I'm just appalled. He's like, let's do a minimum. And I was like, okay, I got it. No, because in all seriousness, we joke around and stuff, but at the end of the day, we both know and respect the fact that we're both professional when it comes to actually doing the show. So as much as we screw around behind or off air and over messaging and everything about how we're going to, like, say stuff, at the end of the day, we all know it's not true and we're going to, like, be professional, which I love. And
or
I
not professional
love
anyway.
With Kathy about the show. So at the end of the day, even though you're always like, let's just not say that. Like, you always know, even though you say that, that I'm not going to do it for real.
Right,
we screw around, we always know.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks bad. They can't hear this craziness anymore.
Thank you.
Thank you. If they're listening at this point, like, if they have reached the archive, God bless you. Let's be best friends forever. Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
You know, whatever.
If you're not just dead asleep at this point on the phone, thank you.
Oh, also, I'm going to clarify something for those people who follow me on Twitter. For the record, everyone, okay, because somebody, I've been asked this three times, if I prefer Steve and Kayla or Bo and Hope, because I'm watching Bo and Hope right now, not Steve and Kayla, just so everyone is aware. It's obvious who I prefer if you know me, but the reason I'm watching Bo and Hope is because I'm holding off on Steve and Kayla until a friend of mine sends me her DVDs. So stop asking me who I love more because it's obvious. And
it's obvious
just,
at this point.
So if anybody asks me that question again, I'm going to just, I'm done. Do not ask me the Bo and Hope versus Steve and Kayla question. Kathy last night was like, at this point, I'm not even going to ask you where Luke and Laura are, right? Because you know how much I love them. She's like, because I want to know, but I don't want to pressure you. Because, you know, I'm like in all this mix of all these couples. And I've actually, nobody tell. I know it's on, I'm not really live in the archives, but the secret that Luke and Laura aren't my number one anymore. Isn't that shocking? Isn't that a big deal? Like,
that is shocking.
Deal.
I did not know that. That's shocking.
Steve and Kayla are my number one. Luke and Laura are my number two. And Bo and Hope are my third favorite. Steve and Kayla, okay, I have to admit, though, as much as I love Luke and Laura, and you haven't known me as long, but for people who have known me since about last January, you guys know, or no, not last January, January 2013, you guys know my obsession, it is strong. My Luke and Laura love is a lot. So, just... You guys can't even, you don't understand what a revelation it is for me to have a new favorite. That's a big deal.
Well.
Also, one more thing. I knew I had a rant that I forgot. Okay. I love you all in my Twitter timeline. Keep that in mind before I say this. To the Silas and Sam fans who are freaking out over Sam and Patrick, you don't get to complain about your couple possibly breaking up after a year. You don't understand the struggle until you have been a Luke and Laura fan. So shut up and get over it. Your couple has been together for 1 year. My couple has been on and off for 30, and you don't understand.
30 years.
Everybody's talking about the struggle. Like, do you understand the struggle? Are you a Luke and Laura fan? Are you a Jeannie Francis fan? Because if you're not, you don't know the meaning of the word struggle. So get off of it. Just get over it. You don't know what struggle is until you've been a Jeannie Francis fan, because it's the hardest person to be a fan of, because you never know what's going on, and she bounces on and off of TV shows all the time. So shut up about your couple maybe breaking up. They haven't even broke up. You don't even know. Shut up about your couple possibly breaking up, because my couple's been married 3 times and divorced twice. I don't want to hear it. Get off of it. Get over
it. Okay, then.
they're still together. No, because really, it's so stupid. They haven't broke up yet. They're still a pairing. Just because his wife comes back from the dead doesn't mean much, okay? So they're still together at this point, and you don't get to struggle unless you're a fan of any, it's actually any super couple. If you're a fan of a super couple, especially Luke and Laura, because that's a hard one to be fans of. If you're a Luke and Laura fan, or even any super couple fan, you know the meaning of struggle. Silas and Sam fans, it's been a year. Get over it. You've only had this pairing for a year. I know you're all attached. Get off of it. You don't know what the struggle truly is. Isn't it true, though? Because people are complaining and their couple is still together. Until your couple is broken up, don't even complain, okay?
Exactly.
Because they're still together at this point. Like, all, my couples have all died, okay? Like, my couples are broken up, and half of them, half of my couples have, like, a missing member. So, get over it.
Wow.
Like, let's just take, okay, can we take a moment to explain the struggle? I know that I've on my rant for a while, but that's okay, because we have nothing else to talk about. Okay. Number one. The struggle is real for anybody who's a fan of a super couple. And I know a lot of you guys are super couple fans, but you're also Tessa, Silas, and Sam, who, by the way, a lot of people are bored with already. So, anyways, mm-hmm. not trying to badmouth the fans, but it's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Duke and Anna fan, you know the struggle, for real. Duke and Anna, apart for 25
mm-hmm.
years. And then he comes back from the dead, and now they're, like, back and forth and back and forth. Duke and Anna fans, you can sit with me. I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bo and Hope fans, I feel you guys, because I know the whole Bo and Hope deal happened, and he left the show. Bo and Hope fans, you can also sit with us, because I understand. Steve and Kayla fans, let me just hop on this one real fast. He died, but not for real, in 1990, and all the people watching the show knew, but Kayla and everybody else on the show didn't. So here you are, sitting here waiting every single day to see if he comes back. And it takes 16 years. He then comes back, they get hooked up together, and then he goes, like, crazy with PTSD, and all this crap happens. You can sit with us, because your struggle is probably the best. I feel bad for those people, because they waited every single day. Luke and Laura fans, though, I feel bad for those ones, because in 1981, Jeannie Francis walked off at the end of a scene and didn't come back for 2.5 years, and nobody knew why, or nobody knew that she was even leaving. She disappeared again one day in 1983. You guys, you can sit with us, too. Silas and Sam fans, get off of it. It's not that big of a deal yet, okay? Compared to the super couples, okay, honestly, Cody, though, compared to all the super couple problems, Silas and Sam is, like, minor. Like,
right.
They might break up, really? Half of all
Seriously?
The super couples have
yeah.
died. Get over it. Laura went
right.
crazy and went into a coma for 5 million years and kept waking up and going back to sleep. She gave everybody whiplash
mm-hmm.
because up, like, down, up, down, up, down. Laura fans have whiplash already, so everybody get off of it. Deal with the Silas
right.
and Sam thing, okay? It's not that big of a deal.
Right.
They've only said I love you
once
or twice,
class,
and
right.
it's been a week. Really, guys? Hop off the struggle bus because your struggle doesn't even compare.
I hope nobody actually listens
to this. Not real. That's also helpful, but people get pissed when you say that, so don't say that. Because
Whatever.
That makes people mad when you say it's not real.
Whatever.
It isn't, but to a lot of people, it feels like, I mean, to a lot of people,
right.
it is a big deal because they watch the same characters over and over again, so
right.
I understand that it's not real, but at the end of the day, it's important to people, so you're going to,
exactly.
I hope
right.
nobody listens to this because we're going to get pounded for this, mainly me, because I'm a big mouth, and then you said it's not real, it's fictional. That's my excuse for when somebody starts to fight with me on Twitter over it, and that really pisses people off. Anyways, with that, I think we should stop.
That's where the mute button comes
in. Hole.
You know.
Before we dig a deeper hole, we should probably stop.
I think so.
All right.
Well,
that was a great show. That was fun.
This has been interesting, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was actually trying to drag it out as long as possible because I don't want to go pack, and the whole family's in the basement packing. I don't want to. Anyways, God, if you're still listening at this point, everyone, we love you. God bless you. If you haven't cussed me out on Twitter, if you've listened this far and you
nominated for sainthood,
I love you. Yeah, if you've listened this far and haven't cussed me out yet, I love you.
And you should be canonized and nominated for sainthood at this point.
I hope that, yeah, exactly. I hope Moon Silas and Sam fans actually listen to that because, yeah, I don't want to get pounded, but it's the truth.
Right.
Anyway, that was interesting. I think we'll stop. Oh, thanks, bud. All right,
well.
Well,
I think
that
that's going to do it. So.
All right, well.
I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right, cool, bye.
All right, bye. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show, as interesting as it was. Like Emily said, next week we'll be having ABC executive Nathan Varney on the show. And Nathan's really a great guy. I mean, he's just one of those guys that I think would be super fun to talk to. So stay tuned for that. And the thing I can't talk about yet, I will be announcing next Tuesday. After the Nathan Varney show, I'll be announcing it next Tuesday. So stick around for that. And I think I'm going to end the show right here. You've been listening to A Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.